Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Nachi, after this song, Nachi is going to tell me a song he wants after the song. But first, let's go. I'm going to pick a good song for you. Then for Jackie, we'll do songs. Then we do have to get to listen. You like this song, Abba Soilam, an old Kalbach? I like this song a lot. Check this out. Ahavas Olam Tavi Lahem means an eternal love bring to Klal Yisrael. Now, I ask Yester, let's bring it to them, like love them. I say the love is there. To bring it means to make them aware of Hashem's love, an eternal love bring to them. Bris Aves and the treaties, all the deals Hashem made with the Aves, the connections, the Brises, Labanim Tizka, remember it for the children. Beautiful song, Maishnau. I love this song. Very good, Rivers. I wanna share with the Chevra. There was a Shaila came up in the yeshiva that I thought Yisrael was such a kiddush shemayim. Yehuda, we started about learning to share, to give. The Inyan of Ashava Saveda is remarkable. I have such a pride. Ashrei Yom Shekach Aloi. We're fortunate that we have in our Torah Ashava Saveda. You find something, there's like no people on earth. If you find something, you return it to its owner. We're people that are givers. We're not takers. We don't take and just, it belongs to somebody. I told the Chevra that my Rebbe was tremendously makbid on honesty. Hashavas Aveda is wild. That you return something, it belongs to somebody. We're not people looking to grab and take, finders, keepers, losers, weepers. We don't believe in that. Hashavas and Parshas Kiseitse, this week's Parsha. I want to share a Shiloh that happened in the yeshiva. It's based on a pasuk in Parshas Kiseitse. Eliyahu, I thought it was such a kiddush shemayim. A bacher last year left an item in yeshiva. He left something in the yeshiva. Now the chances of him getting it back after the summer are slim to zero. And somebody else took the item. And there was a halachic machlokes, two yidden, who gets the item. One guy left an item in yeshiva over the summer, and somebody else claimed the item. So it's based on a pasuk in Kiseisei, Jackie. The pasuk says, listen to this pasuk. It's talking about returning items that somebody lost, Mardcha. Listen to this pasuk, Mardcha. Loisire shara chicha. Don't see the ox of your brother, Oiseyoi, or his sheep, Nidachim, that's lost. If you see an item of your brother, Bisalamta mayhem, you're going to turn away from it? It's interesting. Hashem doesn't just say to return it. Hashem says, Bisalam, you're going to turn away? He's kidding me. Somebody else's money. Hashav Teshivim Leachicha. Go return it to your brother. You're obligated to return it to your brother. Shabbos Aveda, but it doesn't just say return it, Ben. It says v'salam to me. Do you think for a second to look away? Hashet shim lachicha Shabbos Aveda. Then it describes what you should do if you don't know whose it is. It says bring it to your house, and it should stay by you until your brother comes and seeks it out. V'ashivaisala, and then return it to him. Do this to his chamar. Do this to simlasay, to his garments. Anything your brother lose, anything he loses. Now here's where Hashem says some extra words.
What if it's Rosh Hashanah?
Oh, so it will be totally on these words. Shmuel, listen to these words. Yechiel, listen to these words. So it says, return all your friend's things. The Torah is very clear. Whether it's his shar, whether it's his shepsel that's lost, whether it's his garment, so you shall do to all the avedas of your brother, asher toivad mimenu, that's lost from him. It said any aveda, any lost item. Why would you say any lost item that's lost from him? Yehuda, there are three extra words in the Torah, Akdaisha. A lost item returned to him. Hashav teshivim loy. But Hashem adds, when it says Hashav teshivim, return it to him, do it to all lost items, ashetayva mimenu, that are lost from him. What do you mean a lost item that's lost from him? If it's a lost item, it's obviously lost from him. Hashem's very precise, mech, with his words. What does Hashem mean? Any lost item that's lost from him? Says Chazal, as opposed if it's lost from everybody. And it means if you have an item that's made to be destroyed, it's not just lost from him. It's an item that's put in a place that nobody's going to get. It's going to be destroyed. The Allah is, the guy has an item that's made to be destroyed. It's not just lost from him. It's avuda mimenu mikol adam. Let's say a guy throws something out to the ocean. So it's not just lost from him. You're allowed to take it and keep it. If a guy is an item that's going to be destroyed, let's say somebody leaves something in the middle of the street and a car is going to run over, it's like, then it's not just lost from him, it's lost from everybody. If you claim it, it's yours.
Shouldn't you just have a mitzvah for him?
Isn't that interesting? You don't. It's called avud mimenu mikol adam. It's lost from him and from everybody. You're allowed to keep it. So we had such a fascinating machlokes in yeshiva. What did you say? So Martha says lost from everybody. Somebody can get it. I know what you're saying, but if somebody puts it in a place where if you don't take it, it's going to be destroyed, that's called it's avod mikol adam. It was avod from everybody. This is unmade to be destroyed. It was it's a good question. Shmuel wants to know if you find money in Rishus Ram, you know it's from a yid. Is that called avad mimenu mikol adam? Because there it's going to be stolen. It's going to be nobody's getting that. Maybe it's only if it's going to be destroyed. The Amartha says, not going to be destroyed, somebody else is going to take it. So maybe an item left here. That was this machloikas two guys had in yeshiva. Is that called Avad Mimenu Mikol Adam?
Shouldn't we assume
it's just because it's says, so Josh asked, there's really two sugyas here. If something's omit to be destroyed, is really one sugya. If it's omit to be taken by somebody else, then there's a bechina of that's called a yish. There's two sugyas. Rai Ras, which sugya? Am I mixing two sugyas here? There's really two sugyas here going on, the Chevra's tiny. There's one sugya that's omit to be destroyed. There's another sugya that it's called a yish if it's omit to be taken.
What do you need yish? Yes, you said, why are you bringing in another one?
Why need yish for zutei shel yam? No, you don't. Like zutei shel yam. If a guy, if you find a dollar in the middle of a street, is that called zutei shel yam?
I don't know.
That's. I hear what you're saying.
Even if we know that the chances are it's going to get lost, should we assume that maybe a chance will be
shot? It's a good shot. I thought it was a kiddush shemaim. This machloikas was like a. What was your psak, Josh, in this machloikas?
Also, Rebbe.
The Chevra didn't know about this.
How does it work with being kinet? That you have to, like, cause when I was in Israel in the shuk, I found a wallet with $800 in it. And me and a friend, we walked by it, and he looked at it, and he's like, there's a wallet on the floor. And then he's like, whatever, just leave it there. And I'm like, no, let me pick it up. So I picked it up.
You're not allowed to leave it there.
Right, so I picked it up.
I'm proud of him.
I was kinet. And I asked the Rebbe, and he said, whatever, I asked someone there, he says, I'm the one. And then there was no simon, whatever, we asked around in the shuk, whatever.
No simon in a wallet?
Zero simon, $800.
How can there be no simon in a wallet?
I don't know, no clue. There was no name, there was nothing. It had like, it was like 2,200.
That's what I'm wondering.
It had like 2,200 shek and like 100 euros, whatever. So I picked it up, whatever, and I asked some random, I ended up asking someone, he said that because the person, I would end up allowed to keep it because the other guy, when he saw it, he was kind of with his eyes, because that's a certain type of...
You were kind of with your own.
And I was kind of physically, and also he... What's the word when you give up on something?
Yish.
Yish, whatever. So after he saw it, he didn't want to pick it up, so I was... So what would it be in a situation like that?
I'm shocked there was no sip in that amount of money, yeah. The bills. Maishi, where's Maishi? Maishi had a story. I want to hear... Is Maishi still here? Maishi had a good story in Eretz Yisrael. Maishi lost the wallet and had it returned in Eretz Yisrael. I was amazed. My son Maishi had it. What, you know Maishi's story?
His coat. Remember, it says coat.
No, I think a wallet. Maybe a coat was...
It was like 2,200 shekels, 100 euros.
It was
like
his wallet.
Pakistani.
I was so moved. Maishi lost the wallet in Eretz Yisrael in any other country in the world's gone. He got every penny returned, and the Yid brought it to his dorm. The guy, and he tracked him down. The guy, the Yid, like, tracked it down. Did, went really far. Anyway, I thought it was a good shot. I thought it was a good shaila in yeshiva. I just, Maishi, what was your story? Listen, Shmo, listen to this story. Maishi, what was your story with the wallet got returned? Yeah, what was your story? Listen to this story, Shmuel.
I dropped it in Israel.
Where in Israel?
Maybe it was his. Maybe he might have found you. Got it back. You got it.
And I wasn't even like, I had nothing in there, my name, number, nothing. Somehow, 2 hours later, I wasn't even in the first time. I happened to be there like an hour. The guy tracked me down there. It was crazy. Like,
how did he figure it out?
Found the insurance card. He found that when I was picking
up my
last
day.
Maybe somebody
will
know me.
That's crazy.
Really, walked like very far off. He looked like 2 hours looking for it.
I love it.
Yidden,
there's. I should tell
you about
me, menu.
That's
crazy.
So, Robbie, what are you supposed to do in a situation like that? What was I supposed to do?
I'm not sure if you asked the Rav, said you were allowed.
I'm saying also there was no semen. We asked everyone in the area. And then I was in the shuk and some lady behind me, like, she's like, I'll keep it. I'm like, no, you're going to keep it. I'm like, no, I'll use the money.
That's a good challenge. Christ can speak, you can write down. You should write down the money. And if somebody wants to claim it, you give it to them. You can write down the amount. Yeah, there's such a thing.
But isn't it that if it's just a robin, you're not like...
But there might be a simon there, the right amount of money. There might be a simon. If there's no simon, that
I'm
might
saying, isn't there... If there's no simon on the wall...
Isn't there a certain amount of time that you have to go around asking?
Yeah, there's an amount, yeah.
But if it's a shisar rabbi and there's no simon, aren't you allowed to
shisar? Yeah, there might be a simon.
We looked through the topic.
The amount of bills might be the simon. It's an unusual number of bills. If you had one bill, there's no simon. That the amount
of
bills.
A lot of money.
What? There's three currents. He's also sending
to me.
Somebody comes says I Pakistan.
Pakistani dollars, euros, and check.
He's on a business trip.
He's probably not even Jewish, guys.
In a way, really,
okay.
Could that be a simon in a way? It has like different currencies that are normal.
Yeah, I think that's a simon. We're tiny. Reb Joe Roy, that's a simon. Okay, Chevra, last. Simcha, I want you to hear, Yechiel, I want you to hear this last thing of the day.
Regroup.
Parshas is the last thing of the day. In Parshas, but I want everybody to hear this. Mechi, I want you to hear this. You'll bring this back to Farakwe. Listen to this. Avram, listen to this. The Parshas Kiseitze speaks about Ashavas Aveda. Now, how do you return something? Shmuel, how do you return something to a person? A person claims it's theirs. What do you do? Yehuda, somebody claims it's theirs. What do you do? They say, the item you found, it's mine. They have to give a simon. Except, Yechiel, the halacha is a person who never lies. An honest person, Jacob, you don't have to give a simon. How do you return it? With something called tvias ayin. If they say, show me the item, you show it to them and they say, it's mine, you're allowed to return it. It's called Tvias Ayin. Yeah, to a person who never lies. To an honest person, they're known. This person doesn't lie. They only lie in three things that it's mutter to lie. But to an honest person, Shmuel asks, which person never lies? If you have a person, mamish, that's honest, so you're allowed to return it. You don't need a simon, Yehuda. You could return it to them with something called Tvias Ayin. You show them the thing, Yehuda, you show them the thing, and they say it's theirs, you return it to Tvias Ayin. Yisrael, I have a diuk in Rashi and Gittin, and I want to share as follows. You hear that, Lacha? So if somebody lies, how do you return them, Naveda? They have to give a simon.
Right.
Don't show it to them. They give a simiton. If they never lie, what can you do? You return it. How? Tfiya sayin. For big tzaddik, if Rav Aaron David comes to you and he says, I lost the raincoat. So I found the raincoat. Give me a simon. You don't say it. You show him the raincoat. He says it's his. You give it to him. It's called tfiyas ayin. His eyes recognize it. We could tell what's ours. And if a big tzaddik, Avid, I want you to hear this. If you find something, if the person lies sometimes in order to return to Eliezer Aaron, they have to give a simon. But if they never lie, what could they do? You show it to them and they say, it's mine. What do? You hand it to them. Why, if somebody lies, Yisroel, listen to this, Yehuda, I need you to hear this. Why, if somebody lies, can't you return it at Tfiya Sayin? Somebody is a liar, but they say it's theirs. Why can't you return it to them? You're not allowed. They have to give a simon. Now, why can't you return it to them?
I can't trust them.
So Yitz says, and Jackie, because he's going to lie. I want to tell you, Rashi and Gittin says something different. Rashi says something remarkable, and I want to tell you an afkamina. Listen to this. Ben Yitzhak and Jackie are saying, because the guy's lying. Let's say he passes a lie detector test, Zach. So he's not lying. He mamish assume, I don't know la halacha if a lie detector test proves it. But there's some. Did anybody ever take a lie detector? I've never seen it. I don't know if it works. But a lie detector test. Let's say, I don't know if it works. But let's say it works. And the guy passes, according to you guys, you could return it b'tfiyah sayin. If a guy is an absolute liar, but he passes a lie detector test, and Imamish says, I recognize it as mine. The Gemara says you can't return it to him. Jackie, Ben, and Yitzi say, because he's lying. But let's say I have a way of knowing he really means it, that it's his. Tfiyas, I know an aid's good enough.
So can't the lie detector be an aid?
That's it. But remember, the lie detector just says that he thinks it's his. Watch. You'll hear what I'm saying. You'll hear what I'm saying. So I want to, according to you guys, yeah. According to Yitz, Ben, and Jackie, if he passed the lie detector test, return it to him. Simcha, I want you to hear what I'm going to tell you what Rashi says. What did you say? I'm going to explain. I'm going to explain right. What is an afkamina mean? I'm going to explain. I don't think it's because he's lying. Rashi and Gittin Simcha says the reason you can't return it to a liar is because a liar doesn't know if it's his. He loses Tfiya Sayin. Not because he's lying. Since he lies, he doesn't have a sense of reality. It has nothing to do that he's lying. He really thinks it's his, but he really doesn't know.
He's still caught up in the lies.
A liar loses a sense of reality. If he passes a lie detector test, you don't give it to him. It's not because he's lying. He really thinks it's his, but he doesn't know.
So every day,
it's not because he's lying. It's not because he's lying. A tzaddik who never lies senses if it's his. The liar, you don't give it to him because he has no tfiyah sayin. He's lost the sense of truth. It has nothing to do because he's lying. If he passed the lie detector, he mamish thinks it's his. He's not lying. Listen to a pshat Yechiel in the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says the einesh of a badai, the einesh of a liar, is even his truths are not believed. The Gemara says the punishment for a liar is even his truths are not believed. Pasha pshat, it's like the boy who cried wolf. If a guy's a liar, even when he means the truth, nobody's going to believe him. There's a much deeper pshat. The einish of a liar is even when he's not lying, you shouldn't believe him. Not because he's lying, because he loses a sense of truth. I have seen people who have no sense of truth. Supreme liars, I know. A Yid is very willing to lie. Even when he's not lying to me, I don't believe him. He doesn't have a sense of truth. The deepest thing of a liar is they literally lose the sense of truth. If a guy's a liar, you don't return it b'tfiyah sayin, not because he's going to lie to you, because he's going to lie to himself. He doesn't know if it's his. He's going to think it's his. His brain's going to trick him because he lost the sense. He gave up a sense of truth. One of the most precious things we have inside of us is Nikarim Divrei Emes. We have the capacity to recognize that which is true and not. It's one of the most important things of our life is Hashem gave us a sense of truth. Don't be a liar. Now, an extreme liar will lose a sense. That's the craziest thing. When you lose that sense, you're in deep trouble. If you no longer can tell what's true and what's not true, you lie to yourself. The tremendous... What did you say? That what? For sure, he'll end up seeing things more truthful also, for sure, for sure. But this Yot was saying that a guy who lies at the end doesn't just lie to others, he loses himself what's true and what's not true, Mechi. He to himself won't know when he means to tell the truth.
It's a liar.
The einish of a liar is even when I swear I'm telling you. You have a friend of you know is a big liar. And he tells you something and you know he means it. So probably you should believe him. Don't believe him anyway. Even his truths you shouldn't believe. He says, I swear I'm not lying. I say, I believe you're not lying, but you don't tell yourself the truth. Like he has to go back and be more honest. That's what Yom Echi was saying. If he starts speaking the truth, will he get back a sense of truth? It's the craziest thing.
Doesn't gain, he only loses.
Somebody who lies doesn't just end up fooling others. The one he ultimately fools himself, he loses a sense of reality. Has anybody, I'm curious, Ben, have you ever seen this in a liar, a friend or somebody who lies, who you sense they themselves don't have a sense of reality? I've seen this. I've seen it. I'm going to say in my life, one person I've seen this, that I don't think the person has a sense of reality. It's frightening. They're a huge liar, and I don't believe them when they're not trying to lie. I don't think they sense reality. I don't think. Now, I want to say this. That's an extreme madrega of somebody who lives like an alternate reality. Scary if you meet a person. They're much less, they're less extremes of such things where people are not seeing it honest. They're seeing it in a warped way and they lose a sense of what's true and what's right. It's a very big danger of lying. It's like I think this is like goosebumps. To me, like the value of truth, the value of maintaining a sense by ourselves what's true and not, keeping that sense. The reason I'm talking about it's Nagea, the parasha, but I'm also talking about it because I want people, I'm talking about a yeshiva that allows people to make choices. I want to say in such a yeshiva, there has to be a gush of honesty. Be an honest person. In your whole life, be honest, because it's the most, in a yeshiva that promotes free choice, that says people really have bechira, so then we need to maintain our sense of what's true and not true. Because that would be a disaster to lose a sense. What were you saying, Jack?
There's a point where it's a type that people lie to their parents, like when they're not so open and honest.
Yeah. Yeah, I get very nervous with that. I get very nervous with that. Jackie's saying there are cases that we have that people end up lying to protect for all different reasons, and they're doing it for a reason, but there's a danger of what happens to the person themselves. Your own sense of truth and not starts getting distorted. What I want to say, Yehuda, I seen it only once in my life to an extreme that they've lost any sense of truth. On our own self, it's dangerous. Losing any sense of what's endless, what do I hold? It's funny, in learning, people like saying Yisrael Chedushim and this Chedush and that. And I like us training to think, what do I really hold? What's the endless? I know in the summer I got upset. Somebody was like saying Chedushim, and it's Gishmak to say a Chedush. Don't lose a sense of what you really believe is Pshat. It's always geschmack to say a chiddush, to say something wild, but you don't believe that's what's being said here. Say things and grab on to the truth of what you really believe is being said, what you really believe is the truth. Grab on to truth. You don't want to lose in any way a sense of truth. I don't want to be a liar. Shlaim and I said we'd do more songs. Shlaim, we could do a song or two more. Any day is not good to be a liar, and a day you're talking about truth, to be a liar would be really bad. I had a maisa, Yehuda had a maisa with the Rebbe. The Rebbe was sitting right here. The Rebbe was sitting next to me, and I said the Rebbe will speak, we'll then do two songs, and then the Rebbe will speak more. The Rebbe speaks Yisrael, and I don't know, somehow we did one song, and then I said, oh, the Rebbe go for it. He whispers to me, didn't want to embarrass me, right here. He whispers, you said two songs. You said two songs. I was very moved. You see whispers, you said two songs. Now I literally wasn't trying. Maybe it went longer, and I thought, okay. He was so cool, a word. Maitzi svasecha tishmar. What came out of your mouth, you keep. You said two songs. Little kids say to your little son, Jackie, once going to say to you, but you said. It's a beautiful thing. My wife is a very, very strong with this. I have to be mechazik. To mechazik, but you said. To be mechazik. If you say you're meeting somebody at 2:15, you have to be mechazik. It's not right, Zach.
It's hard to keep something that you can't, like.
Hey, you mean?
I promise.
It's very hard, but you said.
Right.
Emma's. Two songs. Not, he whispered to me, it was that. I was like, whoa. So you said two songs. You do what song are you feeling? Which,
yeah.
Listen to this song. This is a song. You know it yet?
You can sing.
Aviad, you'll sing?
Well, who is it?
Miami Bush.
What'd you say? Ringo, so obviously. That's what he just said. You know what he just said?
Yeah, that's what he just said.
You throw once, you throw gets. Let's go. There's your throws.
No, he just told me. I also paid the three guys.
With prisoners, Yehuda, now, this song wasn't written, with an MS, it wasn't written for the prisoners, but the words bring us home resonates a lot with hostages right now, that the word bring us home. This song we sang a lot in tents when the yeshiva was shut down 6 years ago for 2 months, and we were sitting in Mr. Shiner's tents. This song was like a rallying cry, bring us home. You know the song, Bring Us Home?
I like it. Shannon Church.
It's a good one, Abby. I know. One of the good ones.
I understand.
It's the early in the year and we're still meeting each other. Simcha, the Chevra knows you. I want everybody here to know you, Simcha. Everybody should meet Simcha. Simcha, what is the family name? Simcha Plotzker. Are you related to A.B. Plotzker? Third cousin.
A.B.'s third cousin.
Simcha, where does your family live? Brooklyn. Should we have him tell us about himself?
Bring him up,
Rebbe. Oh, it's a lot. How many years were you in Imre for, Sim?
Less than a year.
Where were you before Imre, Sim? Which Chavetz Chaim? Well, Chavetz Chaim, we owe them the world. They gave us the best things, Chavetz Chaim. I give us Simcha, Jackie. Avia, you didn't tell me Simcha was with you in Chavetz Chaim. You were there together, Simcha and Avia?
Teammates.
Avia, thanks. You were teammates?
Sure, big dubs.
Is it true that you like fixed the whole show rush?
Yeah.
No?
But he did fix it.
So. You were so like fixing. Was it your first year in show rush? Oh, you're a show rush vet. He's all of our Red Goldmans. So do we give Ray Goldman credit that we got you, or Zach Wiener? Zach Wiener, guys?
Zach.
Not for Zach, I probably would have never got
it. Thanks for coming. Thank you, sir. Are you working now also? What'd you say? You called it like failed at the job, huh? It's funny. That doesn't seem like much of a failure. You're looking for a job from here? Maybe you should run the woodworking. You found a job.
It's funny.
How did you run maintenance there and you're not handy? It's about making the right. You don't have to be handy, you have to. It's responsible. I'm happy we have you, Sim. Whose share were you in Imre? Rabbi?
I will.
And you were in Chavetz Chaim, the base Medrash also? In Eretz Yisrael? CCJ. That's Reb Shaya Cohen's son. Oh, doing Seraj Merchedet. I used to daven there Friday night sometimes. Sure. Who's the Rosh Yeshiva there now? There was a Talmud of Rav Baruch Ber who used to be a Rebbe. Right, Kinnerik. Yeah, I remember. And then there was a Yid who had like the nicest smile with right shade.
Oh, you came to our Yeshiva.
Oh, yeah? Beautiful Yid. Then the Yid who became Rosh Yeshiva in Miami, Rav Luban was there when I was there, when I lived there. Good Yid. I'm very connected to Chavetz Chaim. My uncle's one of the Rosh Yeshivas, Rai Semel, and I'm best friends with Zach Wiener, so I feel close to Chavetz Chaim. Should we do Sim? You like the song Let My People Go? Let My People Go, I'm very into. We just did that with Bring Us Some. You like Let My People Go? Shoma, Let My People Go, Let It Out, folks. You don't do that tonight.
Let It Out. No. I like that. Let It Out, folks.
Let It Out, full set. Jackie wants. Oh, he's standing up. It was unfair. I asked you, you could ask me a few questions. It's not fair.
Not on the recording. I don't know what's on the recording.
Oh, I don't know.
Thank you.
Let's do it.
Chaim's Mashreini. You ready? Chaim's Mashreini. We'll close with this.
Listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.